What's going on, everybody? I haven't recorded on Anchor in a minute. I was doing YouTube, yes. However, I do not feel like I can get 1,000 subs and 4,000 watch hours before September. I haven't had a chance to really work on that much, and it saddens me because I really wanted to do that, and I really want to have Sports Buds run as an actual business and hire a couple people that I know. I would love to do that, and that's just not possible at the moment. If you guys have any ideas, please let me know. Follow me at Twitter or on Twitter at SportsBuzz1001 and drop me a couple of DMs. That would be lovely. That would be awesome. So I'm going to jump into, I'm actually going to do a podcast today. So on here, and I haven't done one in a while. It's been, there's been a lot happening lately. So yes, let me jump into it. Deshaun Watson trade request. So this isn't really a shock, honestly. I can't believe he even waited this long, honestly. So, CBS has actually put out a 5 teams best equipped to trade for the Texans quarterback. He wants to trade. Will he be traded? I think yes. I really feel like that the Texans are going to come up with somehow to trade him somewhere that he wants to go. I think he's very talented. I think he's got a lot more left in the tank. And I feel that he needs to be somewhere that he knows he can win well with. To win with. So, I don't actually know. Would Tampa Bay, before I even get into all this, because this is like a reaction podcast for myself, I feel like that in all reality, that Tampa should be looking into Deshaun, even though it is kind of sketchy just because Tom Brady's still there. However, we don't know how long Tom Brady's going to last. He's getting older. Is he going to retire? I don't know. He is in the Super Bowl right now, but is he going to retire out? I don't know. I mean, I think he still has like one more year left on his contract. It's all up in the air. But he would be, I feel like he would kind of glide into that position well after Tom Brady left. That's my opinion on it. However, they got Denver Broncos on here. I'm not going to go into all the aspects. Denver, I don't see him being a good fit for that, but that's my personal opinion, of course. He may be. Carolina Panthers is a decent fit. However, they got 2021 first round pick, number 8 overall, 2022 to 24 first round picks. Quarterback Teddy Bridgewater, running back Christian McAfee. 2021 second round pick. Projected cap space is quite a bit. I'm not going to go into that money thing because there's no need. But then they go on to say a trade with Carolina gives the Texans the opportunity to be competitive in the immediate while. I don't really think that, to be honest. I think it will give Carolina the upper hand. But I don't think that's a good fit. 49ers, I think that's an okay fit. However, I feel like they already have a decent quarterback, to be honest. They just need a better overall team, I guess you can say. And it's just really hard to say. This is going to be some fast, guys. I'm just trying to do more things faster now. But that's me. Tell me if you like that or if you don't. I don't know if I'm going to continue doing this or not. I want to really bad, but that just depends on the views and all that. So, Miami Dolphins. I really feel like that. No. I don't know why they put Miami on this list. I'll tell you why. They already have a quarterback in Tua. If you know, Tua is one of my favorite quarterbacks coming out of college. When he did, which was like what, a year or two ago, I really feel like he is good. I don't feel like that Deshaun should actually go there because I don't feel like Deshaun would get that. How do I want to say this? I don't feel like Deshaun Watson will get the opportunity to actually play consistently. I feel like Tua will be put on the back burner, and I feel like Tua needs more chances to start at quarterback, if that makes any sense to you guys. I don't know. I just feel like Tua has something good that can happen to him in the league, and I feel like he's a good professional quarterback, or can be. He just needs a little bit more chances and a little more practice because, you know, he was hurt and all that. So, I don't know. I think he's still trying to build his strength up to come back better and stronger. That's just me and my personal opinion, but I don't think none of these teams, I don't feel like he's fit. Now, New York Jets... I don't want him to go to New York Jets just because I don't really feel like, I mean, it's a Jets. I don't think he's going to make them better. I mean, it's not saying that Deshaun Watson's bad. No, he's great. He's too good for New York Jets. And that's just my personal opinion. I really would like to see Deshaun go somewhere that he's happy at and or that he wants to be happy with. I could even see him go to Tennessee. But I don't think that Tennessee really is going to trade for him. They do have Tannehill. But at the same time, I just think that he deserves better, and he knows he deserves better. But he's requested a trade, but he's a three-time Pro Bowl selection. So what does that tell you? He's a three-time Pro Bowl selection. So what does that tell you? That tells you, or that tells me that, hey, Deshaun is really good. He wants to improve himself. He wants better. However, how is he going to get better when he doesn't even get to prove himself? He's at a team now that he's been at that he's not happy with anymore. I can get his frustration because it is very frustrating. He wants to be traded. Let the boy pick where he wants to be traded to. And I think that, I mean, I don't know. The trade is, it just is so hard. It's all about business. So, you know, let me know what you guys think. Of course, just follow me on Twitter and go from there, because I want to hear your guys' thoughts on that. You know, he was the number one or number 12 overall pick in 2017. He led NFL in pass yards in 2020. And, you know, I just feel that he deserves better than that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I would love to see Deshaun Watson with the ring. How about you? And I loved him at Clemson. Right? I don't know. I'm still kind of mind blown that he asked for a trade, right? So, anyhow, thank you guys so much for tuning in. See ya.